start or?
Well, Avram's not coming.
Okay.
I don't know if Baruch's coming or not. I don't know if the other fellow.
Okay. So I guess, what time is it?
It's almost a quarter to.
Okay, I guess get started then.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we were talking about the mitzvah Reish Lamed Hei, the mitzvah which the Rambam calls Din Evid K'nayni. Shenishta Beboi Le'ilom Sho Yelo Cheiris Ele B'Shem V'Ayin Bun B'Rashay Volim V'Chulei. So we pointed out that the Targum says that it's a Hora, and it's very interesting that Rambam uses Hora sometimes when there's no actual Tzivui. Okay. And he calls it a din. And we pointed out that the Rambam quotes the Gemara lechera in Seita of Shibur Eved Kenani leolam aminyan mitzvos. I mean, it's Seita. He doesn't quote. He doesn't quote Kinoi in Stila B'chlal. He doesn't quote Kinoi. But here leolam ben Tavodu, he does quote. He would assume that he passes there to Kishus. And here it's Chayva, Chesne. And the Chayva is Pshuto Shamiko. And the question is it a Chelik of Mitzvahs? Well, you only have one Chelik. We were discussing, it's very confusing what exactly is going on. There's a Chelik and a Din, we'll see about this later. And the Rambam, we pointed out at the beginning of Chos Avodim, says, there's a mitzvah say a little different. Le'olam la'avoid be'evet k'nani le'olam. And in Cain, he p'loi adin of echa me'rosh e'vorov. It's a t'nai, and we'll see about that. Okay. El in Cain. Okay. So the mitzvah is a k'il atzivim. We'll see what this din is and what does it do. Why are we telling him about this? Why are we talking about this? I mean, akotze is also la'avoid b'yevik k'nani lo'olim, sh'neim mo lo'olim b'yem t'avoidu. Okay? Now, I just wanted to, as we started last time, and we pointed out the Ram quotes Araya, this is a very important thing, the Gmon Gittin, or called the Meshacha Avdoi, oiva ba'aseh, t'chsiv lo'olim b'yem t'avoidu. So the question is, does the Rambam count Yisaseh Minyan Mitzvahs that he doesn't? If he doesn't count Yisaseh Mitzvah Minyan Mitzvahs, we don't know what the Raya is. And we had the problem that Mitzvah in Adomi, the Rambam is very clear in Hilchas Ishus, in Perek Aleph Halachas, that Mitzvah in Adomi is Biyosim Baseh, is Yisaseh, and the Rambam is counting Minyan Mitzvahs. So a priori, the conclusion is, that Yisrael is saying not minyan mitzvahs. Yisrael is not minyan mitzvahs. So how can you call it Gmor Gittin? That the other Metavah Tavodu is Yisrael and Shalom Yisrael, and you have a mitzvah. Correct? L'chay, it's a good kasha. The emissary is, I'm not getting involved in this, but it borders on the whole Rav Chaim in Chilush Rav Chaim Alevi, because Rav Chaim says the Ram's answer that the Ram of Paskins Tashbis is not allowed in the glace, because he basically paskins that Tashbis was an Isaseh. Okay? So, the question is, if you don't count Isaseh Minyan HaMitzvahs, and Tashbis is a Minyan HaMitzvahs, you can't take up Chaim's approach. So something has to give. And this is a question which I didn't see them talking about in terms of Ab Chaim, but in other words, you'll have to explain according to Ab Chaim why Adoimi Mitzri on that Minyan HaMitzvahs. And Tashbisu is. So I would have moved to the other way and say the Ram doesn't count. But then I have the problem, what does the Ram want from the Mon Gittin? That the Ram calls the Mon Gittin that's Dr. Raya. That's what he's quoting. He's calling the Mon Gittin as a Raya, that it's a mitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvahs. For Lashon Gmor Gittin, call Amishach Avdo Yev Baseh, Tichsi Lom Mem Tavono. So the Chayra, das steht in der Gemara, das steht in Rambam, das Reihe ist in Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay. So then we have another issue, which I want to talk about. I'm probably going to get to it today, okay? What I really wanted to talk to, I'll probably get it. It's the tail end of probably next year or whatever it is. And that's really what I prepared for today. I just wanted to make sure I was prepared to some extent. Let's assume, okay, see, we have a problem, okay, and that if you open up Sheirish Ches and the whole Sheirish Ches, you get the impression that Mitzvah Say Akum Vaseh. Okay. So therefore, Isa Say should not be in the minion. It's only Kumacho would be a Mitzvah. Because the Ram says, Da, Shas Horihi, Achas Mishnei Chelke Atzivui. There are two types of Tzivui, okay? And the Ram is very interesting. The Ram is talking about language in the beginning of Sheresh Ches. Vizeh Sha'ato Tetzaveh Lemitzuva, you command to a person who is being commanded, a Tzivui is to a Mitzuvah, Sheya'aseh Eze Dovo, Oshelo Yaseu. Can go into Tzaveno Lecho, Vitoimaloi Acho. O Tzaveno Lisrachik Mino Achilo, Vitoimaloi Altoichal. So, Lechayru said, and he's what defining what the Mitzah say, and that's a whole discussion what Mitzah say and Loisah say is. He's really interested in talking about Loisah say, and Loisah say is a Asho and not a Shlila. Well, L'chayla, he's Megala what a Mitzvah Seh is. Mitzvah Seh is to do something. So you would assume that a Mitzvah Seh is a Tzivui and a Kiyum, or to do something. And it's not an Isa, per se, and that's not enough to be in Minyan. And that's why Yisrael said that in the Minyan. And that's why Adoyim is not in the Minyan, because it's not Kumacho. There's no tzivui. It's a the absence, in other words. But we only count in lois aseh as holos, not isur aseh. So it doesn't fit either category. And in the Akdomo, in the Shuashim, the Ram says the following: V'aminyan azeh nizka b'loshin haTalmud. This minyan from Tayyag is called the Gemara Makis, right before Sheresh Aleph, Big Gemara Makis, Omroi Sheish Meois V'Sholosh Esrei Mitzvos Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai, Sholosh Meis V'Shishim V'Chamesh K'Neged Yemois Achamo U'Mosayim V'Arboim V'Shmona K'Neged Evorav Shel Odom. Then he adds something else very important. Now, this is Derech Drash, okay? But the question is what the Drash is. V'yoyed omu, al Derech HaDrash, ki ayoyis mitzasei k'minyin o'ivorim. Okay, we don't know if it's just coincidental or not. And it could be that's a Derech Drash. It just means my coincidental. K'loyima, shekol eva v'eva, oyime lo li'odam asei bi mitzvah. So the question is, it could be the drash is that the Evorim are telling you to do a mitzvah, but the etzem concept that a mitzvah is kum vaseh l'chor et ashtetas. I don't know if that's a drash. It's a little, it's a little odd to say that everything is a drash and it's really nothing here, okay? So that's why I would have assumed that the Ram is at least trying to project to you that the mitzvah is aseh et tzivuyim. And Shemitz's Lysa say, Kiminya Moyo Yahashono, Koyma Koyo Vyoim, Oymulyodam Atas Biavela. So the Atas Biavela is real. And that's the whole Gram Shari Shemini is all about. That it's not a Shlila. But it's not that the Yoim is saying something, okay? That's the Drash. So the Chera, from these two Rayas, you would assume that mitzvah kum vaseh. L'chayre, and Tashbisu. If it's only Nisasei, L'chayre is not in the minion. Okay. So that's what I would say, and I just wanted to play it out. Before last week, I wasn't prepared to play it out. Now I am, okay? I think, okay, and I can show you, I think what the Rambam is telling you, that if the Matiki Ashmur call it an Isa Asay, it means it's an Isa from an Asay. The Rai is not the fact that they call it an Isa. The Rai is the fact they call it an Isa Asay. It means that in this Asay, if you can derive an Isa from it, it's a Rai Doch, there is an Asay. And that's the proof. And since the Matiki Ashmur, the Makabli Atera, the Bali Amesera, used this Lashon, okay, especially if you go back to our original discussion that I quoted the Gemara in Erevin and Keita Seida Mishnah, although the ganze Mesera and the ganze Limud Atera from Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron and to Bonav and to Klal Yisrael was a Mesera on Tayag Mitzvahs, the Mikra and the Teresh of Alper. That's the Rambam says very clearly in the Pirush Mishnayis and Adomo, L'chayri is, and that was Mikra. And the Mikra was, it's not Megillus Megillus, there was Mikra which was written. And that was, Kilan, there was Teresh of Alper based on that, and that was the whole Mesera, the whole Mesera, the whole Seidah Mishnah is like a Mesera from Tayag Mitzvahs. So you would assume that the Pirush HaMakubal, the Teresh Valpeh, is the Pirush HaMakubal in Mitzvahs. And that L'chayre is the emesis, that's the impression you get from the Ram in the Akdoma to Mishneh Teirah. V'et N'lochaz HaTeirah V'HaMitzvah. Teirah, he's Teresh HaBikzav, V'HaMitzvah, he is the explanation of how to do the Mitzvahs. Okay? So the Matiki HaShmur say it's a Mitzvah, or Tosfos with the Maseir of Moshe Rabbeinu.
A positive mitzvah. It's not just
we'll see, but if they say it's a mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah. In other words, when they say, see the Ramban, asked, the Ram sometimes quotes the Sifrei and says, Sifrei, how is a mitzvah, something like that. So Ramban says, you know, what's the Sifrei trying to tell you? So the answer is the Sifrei is telling you the Sifrei, the Ram learns the Sifron, and Sifrei are the Chapir Shemakumu, and Oti Etzem Mesera is the Chemesera and the Pirush Tayag. And what the Tayag mean, the meaning from Tayag. So they're telling you it's a mitzvah. Oh, so let's take, for example, I want to show you an example something. Kuflun Beis. The mitzaseh of Simone Dogim. Okay? I read to you Kapach's translation, but it's really very important. Hatzivui shenitztavinu okay. Hatzivui shenitztavinu besimonei dogim okay. Veheim mufuroshim batera. Let me just get this open here also. Just to make sure that I didn't make any mistakes, which is to be 100% sure. Yeah. V'omroi ezze teichlu mikol asher b'amoyim. U'befeirush omru. What's u'befeirush omru? So I'm just, this could be, there's no raya, that's what it means. U'befeirush omru. Bigmor churin ha'oichu dag tomi oivu basay v'lois hasay. On this oivu basay is the haraya b'feirish omru is the haraya, and I would assume it could be it's even a pirush makubu. Although there's a dachin hasay over here. Ki me omroi ze acho shemei ani loisocha. Kimi omroi ze acho shmei ani zulos loy sarachal B'lav habo mechal asei asei. Oh, the lav habo mechal asei is not the asei. The lav habo mechal asei is the haraya, is an asei. And it means that the taich of oiva basei means lava bo mechalase, right? In other words, he's saying, ototo, when you see the word oiva basse, you see lava bo mechalase, so you see zlachanase. Because you can only derive the negative, there's a positive. Hine is boye, sha'omu es ze, teichu mitzase, he goes again and again and again, and you see he's very serious about this. See, I thought quoting this after this is a very good quote. Correct? Then he pulls it off again. He does like this. V'inyan bi'omru shi mitzaseh ma shezachalti l'cho she'onu nitztavinu, and this is shirano, this is the Lashon Hara. Here, he uses the Lashon Hara from the end of the Arabic. Lodun b'simonim elu v'noima ze muta la'achloi v'noima, we should come to good, although this is muta la'achloi v'ze ino muta k'mo shebei ha'kosim v'daltem bein ha'behema tehera v'atmeya u'bein ha'to l'oif ha'to la'tome l'tome v'ato. Now, I want to tell you something very interesting. So I would have said, Oiva Basay, it is an Issa not to eat the Tohor. And the Kum Basay, I would have said, is to eat the Tohor. Okay? But he doesn't say that. He says, it's an Issa to eat the non-toho, at least I say, but the asa, you can have a lav, it's very strange, you can have a lav b'chol m'chol asay that you can derive from the asay that you shouldn't do something, if there's an inyan, lodun, ezeh teichlu, v'ezeh loy teichlu, so it means, otos vos nidos, you're not allowed to eat. But it doesn't mean there's a kiyum, in other words, a person who eats, let's say a chicken, okay, let's assume a chicken is a kosher bird, okay? Or an ox is a kosher. Let's assume such a thing, okay? So it means eating, when you eat a kezayis of an ox, you're not making mitzaseh. The mitzaseh is to come to the conclusion, lodun b'simonim, and that the one with the simoni taira are those that you to eat. And the ones with the simoni Torah are the ones you don't eat. So if you eat that which you're not supposed to eat, that's an isa asay. But the mitzvah say is lodun. That seems very clearly he says that.
Where does that come to fruition? Where does that happen?
What?
When do I mekayim this mitzvah of lodun?
I guess that if someone evaluates and works on this, it could be Talmud Torah. That's what he seems to say. We've doubted them. Although the mitzvah is k'mo shebeah kos, we've doubted them ben behema tehira latmei ben oif ator v'tomer. When you learn a doctor sugi's name treifus, and we remember we learned the sugi's name, it was a long time ago. We learned the sugi's name treifus, and you work on the simonim over there. Although that's the mitzvah say. Otos does. So l'chayr, it's mamish an unbelievable thing. If you look carefully, you see, you have to be careful, okay? It doesn't, when you have a lav abo mechal asay, it doesn't necessarily mean that the lav and the opposite is the asay. It means you can derive, if there's an inyan lodun, and say, that's what he says, zeh teichlu, zeh loy teichlu. So in that, you see, there's an ashorah, an is asay of zeh loy teichlu.
That's considered kum basay. That lodun is considered.
I assume so, because he says that's the inyan. The inyan, we've doubted him. We've doubted him is the good uploading was as a teuchlo. And it's very strange. I'm not sure when you need the Ivdaltim to explain, because L'chera Ezeh Teichlu Mikol Asher Bamoyim. So what's the mitzvah? V'Ivdaltim V'Ezeh Teichlu. It's careful. One explains the other. That's what he says. U'Kmo Shebeir HaKosuv. Or, Kiyutz is a dull portion. Either maybe the Torah only explained by the Torah, her, a Tomei, a Ben Ofa, Tomei, a Toh, Tom Vator. I don't know if it talks about if Loite Havdola El Besimonim, right? So I don't know if there's a separate thing it talks about the Dogim over there. I don't know if it does talk about Dogim with Daltem. With Dalt talks about, it talks about this, correct? So it means that if it says a zet teichlu, very strange thing, if it says a zet teichlu, kilu, anyone would say chayosha, and the chachme ha-meseiris say that it's an isa say, so it means it's not chakum va-say, and anyone would say chayosha would understand that there's no mitzvah say to eat an axe. So it must be this, whether this is a general gilu on this, ezet tepshat and ezet teichlu, is vivdaltim. It's the same thing in zet teichlu, where even there was no vivdaltim, where it doesn't say vivdaltim by dogim, you have to be done in the simon. You have to know that the simon, I don't know if you have to know, but you have to know that the simon, the snap of a kaskes is or the dos me'est, and the other one we don't eat. Well, that's not Bekaskes. We don't eat. Okay? But whatever it is, you see very clearly from the Rambam that when the Chachmei HaMeseirah, the Matiki HaShmua, say Isa Asay, there is an Asay over here. Okay? And that's what it is. We're failing Sh'omu B'gmor Chulei Noach Adag Tomei.
We never would have known the assay existed if not for the assay.
No, the fact that the Chachmei Mesira derived from Michlal Lav, Atashmei Michlal Hain, Atashmei Lav, you know that they interpreted it that there's a mitzvah over here. In other words, looking at Ezeh Teichlu, everyone would say there's no mitzvah. Because there's no mitzvah to eat an axe, and that's a double portion. No one would say such a thing. So the mitzvah is Dachta Avdola. But how do you know such a mitzvah of the Avdola? It's only because the Matiki HaShmua said Bechlal Hein at Hashmei Lav, so maybe you knew that they interpreted as Dachta Hein over here. And that was the Mesira from Tai Bechlal Mesira from Tai Mitzvahs. It's an unbelievable thing. Okay, can I continue? No, that's, I didn't want to, excuse me, you know, I did not want to say this year again until my mamish went over. I spent the whole, that's why I didn't do it later. You know, you understand, you can't mess this up. Now let's continue, I'll show you more, okay? And I revised it a lot, okay? This I think is okay, correct? In other words, you can disagree with him, okay? You can do whatever you want. The question is, see, before, sometimes you might say something over and a zoktisnit, okay? Okay. Here, at least, after I'm finished talking, I think you think that's what it says, okay? And the truth is, that's what Talmud Torah is all about. That, you know, the truth is, he didn't say anything, al doshtet. Because, you know, when the Rashiv says so tifa that no one understood it, it means that the Rashiv alone didn't know also understand. But that's what it says. Okay? So that's what I pointed out, but that's not really all in, you know. That there's an amazing thing, because the Rambam continues, Lefikoch yia kol min me'albo amini ha-simoni ma'alolu mitzvah v'ne'atza kloy me'simoni behemo v'chaya v'simoni ha'oif v'simoni chagagu v'simoni dogim. Okay? So it means, since each one, each type of simonim, so you could have said it's all one mitzvah. But each simon tumen taira is a separate inyan from inyan atera. So that itself is machalik and makes a separate mitzvah. Which that itself is okay. But the amazing thing is simanei oif, which there's no posik in the Torah. And there's an issue with simanei deraisa, and he makes oif in havdol in oif also a deraisa.
Again, how do you get to 4-7 mitzvahs? Because there's an Isra Seh in all the areas?
No, because therefore the inyan is lodum in the simonim. And since each one of the simonim is a separate inyan, there's an inyan of snap of a kaskesis. There's an inyan of malageira, v'shoysa shas, v'geira. And there's an inyan. Each one of these types of simonim is a separate keveya of simon tumen taira. So Mamela is a separate mitzvah.
Only count it once.
No, count of four. The Ram Ubanisha, open up, save my mitzvah over here. Oh boy. You can't do that. Look at here. What is Naritami? Let's start slowly. Let us start slowly. Kuf, okay. Do me a favor, what's Kuf Memtes? What's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? The Ozmut al Ochlon. That's the Sifra. Tevadra, Oisa Torchlo, Oisa Bachila, the Ain Behemet Tmea Bachila. And the Ain Behemet Tmea Kloima, Eschiechel Simonim Elu, he Shemut al Ochlo, Mashmo, the Zesh, Shea Ainatol, Sheaimbo Simonim. Elu also ochloi. Lose a love bomchase. Lefia kal shabialno. Lefika homo besomo. Ain't that a say? And that's the meaning of a say. Alois seminayan. Okay, so you have this. And you have next, you have oif. Which is amazing, okay?
It doesn't matter.
Hatsi, which is Tavino Gam. Bisimone oif. Gam bisim doesn't mean the original translation in Arabic. Gam bisimone oif. Gam bisimone chagogim. This is stavino bisimone dog. I don't know why there's no gam in a dogim, but it's the simon. It's atzivich stavino bisimone behema v'chaya. So each one is a separate mitzvah. What makes a separate mitzvah? It's doch a different simonim. Because the mitzvah is loved in b'simonim. So it's amazing.
Chakovim doesn't have a source in Chachmei Masura that he calls it an asay.
No, there's no asay here. Where's Chakovim? There's no Chakovim here.
Meaning b'simoni Chakovim, right? Kufnan Aleph?
Kufnan Aleph.
Excuse me, sorry. Kufnan Aleph, then he's Simon Agav. Simon Agav.
He has no mocker in Chazal, the Matik Yishmur would say it. He just, this is a, in Oaf, he has a mocker.
Ezer Torchul Mikol Sheret Zoyf.
Seder, but you know, so who says that's how you know to count that?
No, so he says, we know, I assume what he knows, okay? He says, once the Matiki Ashmua, and I think he assumes he can arrive there, whenever the Simonim, and it says in the Torah that you're supposed to be Torchul something, and there are Simonim, and here we know the Simon from the Pasuk. So maybe that's a mitzvah say.
I mean, it's better if Chazal say it, like in Oif, the Chazal say.
See, in Oif, I'll tell you something. That's what he has a problem, because he had not seen. Look, see, in Oif, he's very apologetic. Look what he does in Oif. Okay? V'amitzach mishimumeyo ha-tzivish levinu gam b'simone Oif. V'hu shirak kama minim mimenu yu mutalim. Okay? So the Torah in Oif, doesn't really talk about Simone. The Torah tells you which Oif is you can't eat. So that's all you have, right? V'simone Oif lo nemu min ha-Torah. Elo husagu b'chakira. Okay? So what is husagu b'chakira?
I
second. You see, this is a problem. Lamed Ches. Buchusagu b'chakiro. Simi oifu nemu minateiru l'chan l'chzoz. I have to see where. I just don't see, I don't see the Arabic where he says this. I know he refers back, 21, he refers back, Astakur, okay, Chakira, his Chaskus. The Akiva Achre Dova Masuyim the call Klol of Kotov Kerimso as a Meshutav Hevdil Shebein Kotov Achodov. So it means a very strange thing. Part of the Lodun, there's no Kabbalah over here. In other words, you see, it's a very strange thing. I don't get it exactly. In other words, we have very Oifis Tmeim the Torah. If with all the drisha and the chakira in the world, we wouldn't have come to any klolim to understand what the tzad hashava of all these oifas are, then we wouldn't have had a mitzvah. But if you can good up launen and you can come to conclusions about what are the simonim, then you can make a mitzvah. Okay? If the simonim are foolish by tell you have no problem, that you have by chagovim. But in oifas, he says, you see, l'chaira, it's a very strange thing. You see, in mitzvahs, you need Torah shebiksav, okay? So if the mitzvah would be the simonim, which are mefurish and k'ra, so then you have no choice for oifas, okay? You have no chance. But if the simonim is lodun, and to understand the simonim, and understand what is the keveya of the taira or the tumor of these minim, and you can come to conclusions about it, and each type of thing has its own conclusion, or does the mitzvah. In other words, that's what Lily is pointing out. The simonim are not the mitzvah. The chakira and with various, you know, with various guidelines, which can come to conclusion from the chakira, that's the mitzvah.
The Torah did us a favor and gave us simonim for some of the meaning.
I don't know if it did a favor. We can talk about.
They're saying it wasn't necessary for the mitzvah. You see it. You see from Oaf that even in dog and behavior.
And the Torah told you all the 21, but you know the species and some species. How do you even know what's what? It's an amazing thing, correct? So that's it. So that's what I was trying to tell you. And then since the Hakira has different conclusions in all these different meaning, okay? So each different conclusion is a different mitzvah. You see, I guess if it hadn't said a Zet Toichlu or something like that, similar to Nemo Batera, a loser of Kikashe, Bichononoi, Kolami, Bochum, Kolamin, and his buyer, Isurum Echod, 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 Motson of him Dvo, Makil, Moisom, the Hame Simoni of Tome, Vizeshi, one of Lodom, be Oifles. Vloima ze tome vize to humitsa say losh sifri kol tzipo tahiro toichlo. If there wouldn't be this pasuk, you wouldn't be able to do anything. But you see, it's only because you can't imagine mitzvah say to eat, and the isa should be not to eat, okay? There's no mitzvah to eat the oif tor. The mitzvah is to be done. If it says toichlo, we know from Abdullah the mitzvah is to be done. But if you couldn't come to conclusions through Chakira and get it, you also couldn't have had a mitzvah. Okay? Okay, isn't that the... I didn't do anything, but now you, the words are there, correct? Correct? For I ba'an, shehi mitzasei, ma shiskandi, lo shon lodun, shenitztavinu. Oh, so that's what he does, hello.
Why did he have to come out to Abdullah and Dogim as opposed to Chagovim?
What do you mean?
Well, he says,
No. You'll notice, I'll just tell you, it's not Dogim, okay? Okay, I just want to say one thing, okay? The Rambam, when he has a list of mitzvahs, which he has blazed a new trail, okay? So at the end of that list, he always explains it, okay? See, if you remember when he had Ola, Chatos, Oshom, and Shlomim, at the end of Shlomim, he explained what he's doing in the four, okay? This over here is not an explanation of Dogim in Kufnun Beis at the end. The end of Kufnun Beis is an explanation of all the mitzvahs before and how they are. V'inyin b'yomal nushi mitzvahs asei ma shiskal l'cho she'on l'tzavinu lodem b'simonim elu. V'noima ze muta l'ochul v'ze eno muta. K'moy she'be'y ha'kosum v'yomal v'yibdaltem b'na b'hema t'heira l'tmeyu b'na ufa t'omeh l'to. V'loy t'havdol el b'simonim. But there's no pasuk of havdol by Dogim, but that's in general, it gives you the idea of what the mitzvah is, and that's why he's very careful. It's very interesting. See, when he talks about Nitztavinu in the Lodun, okay, see, I would have switched it. If he does something which is mamish counterintuitive, okay? If you would have asked Nitztavinu b'simone Dogim, so you would have said, is that a mitzvah? You don't even know what you're talking about, correct? Because where was the mitzvah? Okay? And who amroi, is that teichu mikol asher b'moyim? Okay?
And he's
going to come, what's the problem with it? You, is that teichu mikol asher b'moyim? That's the mitzvah? I would have said the mitzvah is, lodun b'simonim elu. Where's the mitzvah?
You can trust in Livdok and Lodun?
No, because the word, first of all, I have a clue, okay? Okay? Not only a clue, I have a idea for you. The word Livdok is not in the Arabic. The original translation, the proper translation in the Arabic is Shinistavinu Bissimonin. Afkan Kosov Rash, the Abshir Beshem Betibin, Livdok Bissimonin. But in all of them, he says it's not there. 13, that's 13. She said, Gam, Bissimoni Oif, can't even call Nusra Makoshi Bishuti, Uberash, Livdok Bissimoni, Vakach Beemis Kosarabeno Beminina Kotze. Meshem Mitomitek, Gam writes Emina Kotze, he writes Livdok, okay? Or Lodun, or whatever, okay? Livdok. But he doesn't write that. He writes, the mitzvah is, the Sivinim Simon Mechabeim Mechayev Oif. Beim b'chayya, she's tavino b'simone oif. She's tavino b'simone gam b'simone chagovim. Tavino b'simone dogim. Okay. Then he writes over in b'omo she mitzasei ma she'iskan lochosh she'on v'tavino lodun b'simone me'elo v'noima ze muta v'la'ochle v'ze om also la'ochle. Okay. So he asked what the mitzvah is. I would have said otot what he says at the end. V'inim b'amalnu, that's the mitzvah, and this is kilo hero, okay? But it doesn't do that. It doesn't happen, which is mamish very confounding to me, because in the original Arabic, when he talks about each of the mitzvah, he says alamam in each one of these. And it's tavino, it's a real bona fide tzivui. As their teichlo is a tzivui. Okay. Okay. So he says kilo the hero is explaining the tzivui. Because he says, "V'in bi'amalnu shehi mitzvah asei ma she'iskalti l'cho she'onu nitztavinu and that shurano." That's the hira. Lodun b'simonim. But l'chay, you can only interpret that this is a tzivoy only because you have the hirah. It's a very strange thing. Because, see, that's what I'm trying to tell you. No one knows. See, you could have said that the Ram counts Yisur HaSeh. That's where the Ramban goes. I think it's in Cherish Vav. That's where he interprets the Ram over here. Okay? If you do that, you have no problem. You don't have to explain anything. You don't need a lot, you don't need anything. You're talking for nothing. It's just a waste of time. Okay? So the Chiri is, the Ram is bothered by that. The Ram can't imagine there's a mitzvah to eat a dog tor, to have a salmon or tuna. Okay? You got them sugar. You know, it's not such mitzvah. You can't have such sin. That's not what the Torah is about. Okay? Okay? Oh, but the Lashon Tzivui is about this. So it's only because of the Hivdaltem they reinterpret with a Hirah that it means that what the mitzvah is Lodun B'Simonim. The Seder? But he self is Megala, okay? Because Ezet Teichlu, it says the mitzvah is a simonim. He's very careful. The mitzvah is not the achila. See, for example, the Ram has, the Yireim has a list, a group of mitzvah achila, okay? Mm-hmm. Matz is a mitzvah achila, okay? He even puts Shalosh Shuvah as a separate mitzvah, as a mitzvah achila. It's a very interesting thing, okay? To say that. But the mitzvah achila. So, is this a mitzvah chila? Okay, for example, I'll even go again. I'll give you something else. The Rambam at the beginning of Sherish Tez, he says the four types of mitzvahs. There's pulois, okay? There's deis, and there's midais, and there's amira, okay? So what's this mitzvah?
What was the first one?
There's there's midois, there's pulois, and there's amira. That's what he has in the beginning of Sherish Test. So what is this? So normally you look there as a teichlu, if there's a mitzvah, say, the mitzvah pula, to eat, right? Okay. But the Rambam says that's absurd. Okay. It's a day. It's not midois. For example, the mitzvah, in other words, the mitzvah of l'acht of the rochav is the midas, is that you should be in that, you should mahu nikla'afatahaye, it's something you should be, it's something the mitzvah of l'acht kamoicha, the Ram learns, is this feeling, this hagosha. That feeling, is that what the mitzvah is? If someone is, you know, is very quiet and he acts, you know, wow, I love you and I love you, but inside he says this dirty, rotten, that's not v'afkol l'acha k'moicha. He didn't do anything. Okay? Otot here the mitzvah is the chadeya. The mitzvah is not the achila. Okay? But it's a very strange thing that in the deya, you can have yis aseh, which is the pula. Okay? And ilu, El boss, I'm sorry I spent so much time on this, but I think if I didn't bang it in, you wouldn't have no idea what I was talking about. But you see it now, it's mamish. You know, but I think the maila is okay. And I hope and pray that whenever you walk out of the shir, you say you didn't say anything. Because I didn't say anything. That's what he says, correct? But the trick of the malamed is to trick the Talmidim into being able to read the words. Okay. Ready to go on? Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have anyone, there's nothing, there's anything over here that's a problem?
Just okay. But back to the context, we now we saw this because we were...
Okay, we're trying to find, because it says he quotes a Gemara in Gittin, and he says in Isaseh, okay, so there it's simpler, okay? So it means that the mitzvah is Shabbat. Okay? We have to know, if it's a din, we have to know what the din is, okay? But if the ways of the mean are cut, it's very simple. Okay. Now, so then you have a raya. V'loshin gemara gitin kol meshach ha'avo oiv ba'asei tichsel v'metavoidu. So then it's michlal lav at the shemei hein. And the only reason you see from the Issa say that the Chachma Yisera said just the opposite. Michal hein at the shemei lav. So must in the Mitzvah say, Shurai, the Matiki HaShmua, and the Tarpirish HaMakuma could be, that, and this was the Limud, in Otot the Mesera, from the Gemara in Erevin, Ketzad Seda Mishnah, Otot the Mishnah, that's why, Fakir, that's why the Mishnah, really, it's a very strange thing. It was called the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is the Mesera from Tayag Mitzvahs. That's what Mishnah is all about. Okay. That's what Mishnah Torah maybe to say. It's very strange what Rebbe confounded people, that it's very difficult to see it in the Mishnah. And the Ram turned everything around and showed you how you see everything. But he learns that that was the original case to say that Mishnah. What the Ram did really in Mishnah Torah is to kilu to recycle and put together the Mesera is the way it originally was. Keita Seda Mishnah. Okay, Mesera. So when the Sifri says, Zumitza say, Otot the Matiki HaShmua, Otot, there's a mitzvah over here. Okay. Now, so therefore the Gemara Shoshana says in Vov Man Aleph, Omer Rovo, Kivin Shovo Vregel Echod Ove Basay. So it means, there must be a mitzvah of kumvase over here. And that's the Ram says in Maisa Kobonis, in Perig Yudal Loch Yagimel, Echad the Dom, Vechad the Dovus, Im Shah and the Dvorim, Shodom Chai Behen, Me'erch and the Domim, Umaisris, Umatonis, Umatnesanim, Mitzvah Sasei Menatera, Shiovi Akol, Beregel Shapoga Boy Trila, Shenemo, Vosa Shomo, Vevesim Shomo. Koima be'esha tova lochuk tovi koma shat chay boy v'titim kol chayv choshalecha l'sham giarega v'lehevi how is it bitter mitzasei? But the how is it bitter mitzasei is zachdaraya doch that is zachamitza. Gemara Sanhedrin a kuf beizim and aleph when was Oma b'yechanon Oma kodesh bochu heim hemiku. Mishali, ani omalti kol she'eino oile l'regel oive ba'asei. So that's the Rambam in Chagiga in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph Shalosh Mitzvos Nitzav Yisrael b'chol regel Mishalosh v'gol ve'elu hein horiish nem yocha kol zuch kol zechuch of Chagiga v'simcha. But it means there's a chamitzvah mali l'regel. Oh, the Zetin from Danin when he says oive ba'asei is a chamitzvah. Now, I want to do, this is the important thing over here. Now, comes the Gemara in Zvochim, Amulam Adal Man Aleph, Itmar Hamale Evre Behemot Mea Gabi Mizbeach, Reshloka Shom Aloike. Rabbi Yechanom Me'en Aloike, Reshloka Shom Aloike, Tehere In Tmei Aloi, V'labo Mokhal Asei, Loiken olov. Very strange. Mamish. Labo mechal say loiken olov. Rabbi Yechonoma, ain loiken olov. Labo mechal say, ain loiken olov. Moisiv Rabbi Yirmiyo, oisa teichlo, vloi behem etmeyo. Vlav abo mechal say, asay. Omer l'Rabbi Yanke, l'Rabbi Yirmiyo, ba tachlifa, az b'lecho be'evi behem etmeyo. That you get Malkus because it's the Chalav. Ki pligi b'chaye v'ochi itma. Rabbi Yechonoma oive b'asei. V'eshloka shoma eino oive b'le klum. That there's no asei b'chal in chaye. Rabbi Yechonoma oive lo b'heima in chaye loy. V'eshloka shoma eino oive lo b'le klum. Ahu le mitzvah. So So l'chay, if you pass the Gabi Echanan.
What does it mean, the mitzvah?
What?
What does it mean, the mitzvah?
Mitzvah is, that's l'chatchila you should do, but it's not kilu, it's not a raya that it's a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. I assume. And the Ramban has a mitzvah say in minyan mitzvah, separate one for behema, tmeya, and chaya tehera. Okay? Because the Ramban has sogis in mitzvah shocharav, mitzvah siri. Shenetztavinu, sheyiye, kol mishnakri, mishloshim mini behema. Ashehiskir, minaboka, minaboko, umin hakvosim, umino izim, ugmo mozvochim, pegshlishi, oma maila every chaya, rabbi yuchana mova base, behema in chaya loy, blabba mochase say, shokash oma, in oiva base, ahulu mitzu, vikshole be braisa, shishnui be sivrovi, oma mosiv robo, ilu nema, kobon ashem, behemo, isioim chaya bechal, behemo. Ki inyan shneva zeis ha behema she teichlu ayel v'tzi v'yachmu tamleim aboko v'tzein yochol yobi v'im hei v'kosher chol l'mozei doim l'od m'shom l'raboi havei v'chitim v'hei v'chitim u'seirem she'enu kemava al dvorov el kemoisiv al dvorov v'kosher he gave more tamleim aboko v'tzein Boko v'tzoyin amati l'cho v'lechaya. L'mazid doim v'lod m'shom l'raboy. Al tov v'el echitim. V'hei v'chitim u'se'erin. She'enu moisif al dvorov. El kemavi al dvorov u'posol. Tiyufta d'reish lokes tiyufta. L'skai v'di Rav Yechanan. V'zochin l'mitzvah se'azeis. V'orav kosva v'chibur ha'godol. In Yisuri Mizbeach. In Perek Ha'el l'chavov. That yimal le'evrei behemo. Be'chaya. Is the Chayv Ba'asei. Right? So the question is, what does the Rambam do with this? The Rambam doesn't have a mitzvah. Okay? The Chayv should be a mitzvah. That's the Ramban counts over here. So I was thinking about this. Hello, you see, the chayit mamash apella, because here it's mamash the matik yashmua. And Rabbi Yochanan said, and there was two tureish lokas. Rabbi Yochanan said, "La bochal seil, the chenis seil." Oh, the shteyn gemara. This mamash all the rams klolim the matik yashmua. So what happened? So the answer is simple. I think the ram did in mitzvah samach. Mitzvah say samuch. Mitzvah samuch. Tzivish nevinu shehei kol kol mishinakav oisa min habehemo. Ben Shmon Yom Ma'ilav Lepochus Mem. Zumitza say, Machus is man Maguf, Womo Yisala, Voyashiv is Yom Tarazimo, Yom Ashmini Vahori Yerotze. Fanichpo, Mitza Achav, Womo Shiv is Yom Tarazimo, Mitzu Kalelis, Es Kola Boris, Kovin Yochid, Bekovin Sibo, Al Kol Shinu Isugeyev, Himashi Om, Yom Ashmini Vahori Yerotze, Mash Makilif Neze Lo Yerotze. It is Bar, as home Alaka Machus is man. אלא שהוא לאו במוחה עשה, לפי כלל לא יקנה לו. Okay. So all I was just wondering, maybe the Rambam learned that since he says, שנזינו שיהי כל קומת שנקב עשוי מן הבהמו בין שמונס יומים, that the עניין from בהמו is also בוחה למצווה. And it's all one עניין. You don't need a separate assay. You only would have known that chaya, in other words, you could have derived, not, you know, with. It could be zeis habehema. Here he says, for example, the gemara in Zvochim that says Well, you must say behema in chayeloi, when it talks about that. So I just don't know. That's a gilui that there's an isase, but I don't know if the ase. We saw according to the Rambam that the isuim and the ase is only a raya doch, is only a raya from this, from isase, that there's an ase takrova. But if there is taka, this, in other words, if there is an ase about krova, this goes into it. But I don't know if it means that it's a separate mitzvah. So the Ramban learns this gemara in Zvachim that chaya is a separate isase. In minyan, the ishafti makuv behema, and not chaya, correct? But I don't know. The Rama thought that if he learns that you have to be makriv a behema, meyoy mashmini ve'elach, so in that you in demor state there has to be a behema, and not a chaya. It could be if he wouldn't have had the posik that it should be behema, not chaya, you never would have interpreted it goes into the mitzvah. But once you have it, you have it. I'm not sure that there's a problem here. That's what I thought.
The mitzvah itself is only talking about mechusar zman.
What?
The mitzvah itself is only talking about mechusar zman.
Yeah, but it says, shenakiv oisa min ha-behema. So why does he say behema? Shenakiv oisa min ha-behema. Ben shmona. That's what I was wondering about. So if that's correct, so okay. So that's what I'm trying to tell you, okay? In other words, you could only have done this if you accept my first point, that the Isa Asay, it's not Ki'ilu, it's not a mirror, okay? That the Isa Asay is not the opposite of the mitzvah. If it is, then I can't say what I said, but I proved you that already in Simonim that it's not. So once there is a mitzvah, in other words, you can learn that this, you know, the Isa says a gilui, that the behemoth also goes into the mitzvah. In the mitzvah of Makrova. I'll show you something else. Maybe it's also correct. I'll show you the thing, you can decide yourself. Gmon Psochim and Bezman Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda, he, the Sanya, Shah, Vaseh, Saruah, Vakolot, Nadova, Taaseh, Isai. Whatever, okay. There's an isas over base by matvis behemoth tmim lebedek abayis, correct? And the ram passin erchen chromim per ches aloch above. Okay. So open the Chrom and I looked at all different mitzvahs. And the Chrom, there's no mitzvah has anything to do with this. Chrom is Chelme Kohan. And there's Elchin. Then what's Redman do? Okay, so the same problem. As I said, it could be it's all because it's drosha that we such a thing, but the Ram has a mitzvah say lahakiv tamimim. Okay? The mitzvah say. And it's lav dafka grovo, but I'm assuming it's called the seva, avoid even the hektish. Okay? Because the Rambam in Mitzvah say Samach Aleph, Liois Kol Korban Behema Tomim, Shenema Tomim Yiel Rotzer. This is Leois. Doesn't talk about the Hakliv, okay? Leois Korban Tomid, and that's why in Isurim Mizbeach he starts with the Aseh, then he goes through Hektish and everything, because the Aseh assumes everything. And that's what he has of Vov Achibur. After he says the Mitzvah Aseh of Lahakriv, he has the Lav of Hektish as Vov Achibur. As the Ram said, Mitzvah Aseh Leois Kol Korbonos Tmimim Umuvchom Shnei Metom Yiyel Rotzoin Zu Mitzvah Aseh V'chol HaMaktish Behem Sheish Boi Mum L'Gav Mizbeach Oivu B'Lois Aseh. So the mitzvah is to be makriv behema teira tmima la mizbeach. So it could be what the Ram and Chromim, I don't know if the Isri Asay have to be dafka in the say the mitzvahs for the mitzvah say, but I think he could only have this Isri Asay because he has the mitzvah say that tmima is la mizbeach. In other words, but it's not a mirror. Again, because you learn out the Isaseh from Kolut, but the Chazal could not have said it's an Isaseh unless it would have been had to do with it with an Aseh. And that's what they see. It's the same type of thing. In other words, if you accept this, it's easy street. Or maybe I'm just off and Gansen. I'm just doing this is what the Ram's conclusion should come to. Okay, so this, we'll stop here. Maybe we'll take another example or two. Let me just add you one thing over here, and maybe we'll stop right here. It doesn't mean that every time the Gemara says, Oyla Basay, that it's real. Sometimes it's Muchach from the Lashon of the Gemara, it's Tamad Rasha Ba'alma. Okay? And I'll give you an example. I think that's also true. Because the Gemara says in Yuma, on your testimony base, the question, Asoch Sicha Batela Oiva Baseh. So is that real? It's only an Asmachta. Oma Rova, Asoch Sicha Batela Oiva Sicha Schul Oiva Baseh, Shnema Vidibalta Bom. Bom, Vloibet Vom Batela. Okay? Okay. So I would tell you that if it's real, that we're extending Vishinantom. To be debout the bomb, that's also a part of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. So it's an Issa Bittul Torah, okay? But the Rambam in Mishneh Torah quotes in Hilchos Midos, in Hilchos Deis. And that he says in Perek Beis, Alocha Dalet, Le'ulam Yarba Odom B'Shisika, V'Le'edaba Elo O B'Dvar Chochmo, O B'Dvorim, Shitzoch lehem lechaya guf. It could be chokhmas, chokhmas amusa. Okay, that's a different issue. Omar al Rav, Tamid Shabbeinu HaKodesh, Shalei soch sicha betela kol yomov. Chadisa seif, achoy soch amayla. Vizu hi sichas roiv kol odom. And then he goes about, even in Teira, when you teach Teira, you should also speak kotze. And that also goes into this. So I don't think this is real. I think the Rambam says Muchmane for the Gemara. The Gemara wasn't serious because Rav Lisoch is Achmaylis is Dagis this and that. Beseder. But if the Gemara is serious, the Rambam says a Rai Dachter is a Mitzvah. Beseder. I don't know because the Gemara is Rav Omar Rav Soch and you have to see that's what the Rambam says. Sichas Kol Reiv Odom. And lo Tehillah Malchashoris. Okay. You say that?